Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Bob Bly's here. Bob's a longtime, almost 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top copywriters on the planet. He's helped so many people over the last many decades put their best foot forward in the marketplace, whether it be in print or online. He is the author of all the important books, Make Every Second Count, Magnetic Selling, Start Your Own Business After 50, Foolproof Marketing, et cetera, et cetera. There's so many of them. Also, many other offerings, collateral material that he's produced, CDs and that sort of thing. But he's been hanging out with us for a long time. We've learned a lot. Bob Bly, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, sir.
He's got the coolest website, too, folks, bly.com. How about that? That's about as simple as it gets. Hey, Bob, a lot of times over the years, people have heard the term sales funnel. Talk about using the concept of a funnel to talk about selling, and it's pretty intuitive, but I'd like for you to tell us what you think about that.
Well, it's been around for decades, but the usage has increased and the term has become more popular, and it's largely because of the internet. And this was discovered when email marketing first came to the fore. People would rent, like we rented postal lists, they would rent email lists and send them an email selling something, and they wouldn't get an order.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd say, why? And we discovered that a lot of the times offline, but primarily or more heavily online, you just can't start that kind of – you can't sell stuff to a stranger who doesn't know you.
Right.
You have to get and nurture a prospect, a lead, and that process is called the sales funnel.
Mm-hmm. From identification – to some kind of relevance, to some kind of action.
From identification to relevance to trust to action.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, the trust. I tell people that trust, when Proto Market was born 10,000 years ago, when Og told Gog, let's quit fighting and do business, trust was there when that happened. And what I also tell them, Bob, is that 10,000 years later, today, as fast as everything is moving, trust is more important now than ever before. What do you think?
It actually is more important, and that is because the internet, though it has brought many blessings, has also some negatives, and the main a big one is that people are more skeptical and less trustworthy.
And once you find someone you can trust, there's value placed on that more than ever before, I think.
Yeah, I mean, to boil that down to brass tacks, you know, once you get someone on your opt-in email list and they trust you, they have a certain lifetime value that is your treasure chest.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the goal is to make them. Well, tell us what as you talk about the funnel, the different levels as you go down. Obviously, you're moving closer to a smaller opening where hopefully you're the only one going through it with the customer. Right. No other competitors.
Yes.
Right? That's the goal.
Yes, that's as you move down the funnel. But you asked about the goal of starting. It's better defined online than offline. Online, it is clearly getting someone to give you their name and email address and saying, you now have permission to email me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first step of the funnel,
mm-hmm.
which we call opting in.
Right. And that's and of course, that's important. So everybody doesn't practice that. I get email from people I didn't ask them to, I didn't opt into it. I get a lot of email like that. I'm sure you do too. And but that's a lower percentage, isn't it?
It's, yeah. Many times people do that. It's actually illegal, as you know.
Right.
And it is certainly a low percentage. And people all the time look for a way around this opt-in issue and spam issue. They say, well, if I do this or I do that, can I just email them? And is it not spam? I said, it's even if it's legal, if they feel or think or it sounds like spam to them, It is spam, and it's just as ineffective.
Is it spam if they know you? For example, let's say that you – all right, so I have a few thousand members of my brain trust.
It's
and I don't send them stuff if they don't ask for it, if they don't know it's coming. But what if I wanted, since I know all of them, they all know me, is it spam if I sent them an article?
I can't give you legal advice because I'm not a lawyer, but the answer is functionally it is not spam because if they know you.
They know
they
you.
Want
that's,
to hear from you.
Practically speaking, it's not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, all right, keep going.
Okay. So then... after we get them into the funnel, people, it's a jargony term, but the term lead nurturing has become popular. Getting someone to go to your landing page, take a call to action, and get into your funnel is called lead generation. Lead nurturing is now how do we move that person farther and farther down the funnel? And the early stages in today's world, next to sales funnels, one of the other big mega trends in marketing today, and it's not new, it just has a new name, is content marketing.
Mm-hmm.
A primary way we move people, it's not the only way, a primary way we move people further into our sales funnel toward becoming a customer is to provide them with valuable, useful content.
I call it contribute first, contract second.
That's very good. I've never heard that. And that actually is it. That is it. And one of the reasons it works is what you said, contribute. It's Robert Cialdini's principle of reciprocity.
Mm-hmm.
If you give your prospects something valuable, it doesn't mean they'll buy from you, but they're a
right.
little more inclined to listen to you.
As Ivan Meisner, the founder of BNI, says, givers gain.
It is givers gain. Yeah, I haven't heard that one either, but that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So this is the way to think about this, folks, is – you know, in the old days, Bob, when you and I were pups, you'd send somebody an ad, it'd have a call to action in it, and they probably would respond. Today, you have to. It takes more time. It takes more nurturing, as you called it. You've got to cultivate people. You've got to find a way to. That's how you break through the noise, isn't it? And the clutter.
Yes, I wouldn't say the direct one-step sale is non-existent today, but it was much more prevalent in our day,
right.
which for the people listening is decades ago, and it still exists today, but it's more difficult to establish, and the number of people who know how to write that kind of copy,
yeah.
it's very small. It's
and one of them is talking to us right now, folks. His name is Bob Bly.
There are...
Bly.com. He's a great writer, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm still in control of the commercials. I'm Jim Blessingame. We'll be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.